Senior USDA officials handed Lincoln a proposal last week that bore little resemblance to the $1.5 billion disaster aid package she tried to get through Congress. She signaled her dissatisfaction with the plan during a debate with GOP Senate nominee Representative John Bozeman.
I think it's worth fighting for. I'll continue to. The reason the negotiations are ongoing is because I want to get the best deal I possibly can for Arkansas farmers.
Spokesman for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack did not immediately respond to an emailed request for comment. According to sources, USDA proposed to send approximately $550 million to farmers only in counties that received a disaster designation last year because of excessive moisture or flooding. The payments would cover yield losses for cotton and rice, but not corn or soybeans, which have become a much bigger part of the southern U.S. acreage mix in recent years. Bozeman said he supports disaster aid for farmers, but opposes providing it without congressional authorization.
The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, said that this is not appropriate. The president has no authority to do this. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee also said the same thing.
Stuart Doan, Little Rock.